Andrew Helps, I'm the project manager for the Darley Construction Material Project.
Well, what is proposed to happen on this site?
Well, the meeting on Tuesday is to brief the community on the proposal to obtain an extractive industry permit for this particular site, which fronts both Cameron's Road and Lutida Gorge Road. And the proposal is to build a 15-hectare sand mine on the Cameron's Road site, with the product going off the site via Lutida Gorge Road. The site that we will be mining is the ex-World War II Camp Darley site. It's not subject to any historical registrations or anything, and it has no native vegetation on it because it was all bulldozed at the start of the war, and it's incapable of being used as farmland.
What's on the site at the moment? It can be used for agriculture, or what's there?
No, there's no topsoil. All the topsoil's blown away. The site's covered in a coastal cactus. There's a very nice house on site, which we'll be using for our offices. There's a dam, and there's about 15 hectares of the site that will, we hope, if we get the permit, become the next sand mine in the area. Used for concrete construction materials, a lot of it goes underneath pathways and all that, so it's typical sand that is used all over the place. We've actually done some work on using this material to make a house brick that doesn't require firing in a furnace, but that's a bit off in the future yet.
Will locals be affected by dust if it's a sand mine?
Well, no, because the particle size of the dust is quite large, so there might be a little bit of dust that goes as far as the roadway, but it's not a typical, it's large particle size, and you'd need hurricane force winds before it would basically move onto anybody else's property. Well, look, you know, this is as the state government say, providing construction materials in the western suburbs where there's a shortage. I understand currently there's sand being carted into the area from places like Lang Lang. And look, the government's made a lot of noise recently about the lack of construction materials in the western suburbs, because when you go out there, the development is huge. It's a bit like Pakenham in the early 90s. So, look, it's a product that's needed. There's customers are available for it. And, yes, the community has to have a say, and I'm doing a presentation to them on Tuesday night at the Bacchus Marsh Golf Club, and I hope they all come.